Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas in Bhubaneswar, highlights role of Indian diaspora in nation's 2047 vision. Minister K.G. Kenye calls for reflection on history and unity to build a better future. Home Ministry urges states and union territories to focus on TB elimination campaign in prisons and correctional institutions. And Nagaland's tug-of-war team wins silver in catchweight category at 37th Senior National Tug-of-War Championship. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the crucial role of the Indian diaspora in transforming the country into a developed nation by 2047. Addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention at Bhubaneswar in Odisha, the Prime Minister praised the diaspora for its significant role in global development and for their contribution to India's growth story.
1947 में भारत को आजादी मिली और उसमें एक बड़ा रोल हमारे डायस्पोरा का भी रहा है. उन्होंने विदेशों में रहकर भारत की आजादी के लिए कंट्रीब्यूट किया. अब हमारे सामने 2047 का टारगेट है. हमें भारत को विकसित देश, एक डेवलप्ड नेशन बनाना है. आप आज भी भारत की ग्रोथ में शानदार कंट्रीब्यूशन कर रहे हैं और विकसित भारत की जर्नी को और ताकत दे सकते हैं. आपका हर प्रयास भारत को मजबूत करेगा.
Prime Minister Modi highlighted the role of Indian values in gaining global respect for the diaspora.
बीते 10 वर्षों में मेरी दुनिया के अनेक लीडर से मुलाकात हुई. दुनिया का हर लीडर अपने देश के भारतीय डायस्पोरा की, आप सभी की बहुत प्रशंसा करता है. वो सोशल वैल्यूज है जो आप सभी वहां की सोसाइटी में एड करते हैं. हम सिर्फ मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी ही नहीं है बल्कि डेमोक्रेसी हमारी लाइफ का हिस्सा है, हमारी जीवन पद्धति. हमें डायवर्सिटी सिखानी नहीं पड़ती, हमारा जीवन ही डायवर्सिटी से चलता है.
The Prime Minister said the country is excelling in all sectors, including renewable energy, electric mobility, fighter aircraft manufacturing, metro and bullet trains, and soon, Pravasi Bharatiyas will fly back to the country in Made in India aircraft. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi also virtually flagged off the inaugural journey of the Pravasi Bharatiya Express, a special tourist train for the Indian diaspora under the Pravasi Tirtha Darshan Yojana. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the valedictory function of the convention in Bhubaneswar tomorrow. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenye today underscored the importance of unity, historical reflection and generational responsibility to contribute towards the society and posterity. Mr. Kenye said this during the 75th anniversary celebration of the Porbami Students' Union at Porba Village in Peck District. He acknowledged the sacrifices made by the previous generations, particularly parents, who, despite limited access to education and financial constraints, worked tirelessly to ensure their children received an education. The minister also expressed concern over the self-centered approach among the youth, noting that this generation remains overly reliant on the groundwork laid by their predecessors. He pointed out that this dependency has contributed to the emergence of an unproductive generation, urging the younger generation to take more initiative and actively contribute to the growth and development of society. The minister called for greater research into the migratory history of Naga tribes, urging the need for accurate documentation of their origins. To mark the occasion, Mr. Kenye unveiled a monolith to commemorate the milestone, while a souvenir was released by Chief Medical Officer of PEC, Dr. K. Chitale Hise. The Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, has requested all states and union territories to organize a 100-day intensified campaign on tuberculosis, TB elimination in prisons and correctional institutions as part of the central government's commitment to eliminating the disease from the country. A report.
The In a letter, the ministry asked all states and union territories to organize screening camps and display information, education and communication material in all prisons. It also requested them to initiate the pledge Nikshay Shapat, shared by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare from 27th January to 2nd of February. The ministry further urged the states and union territories to conduct awareness generation activities about tuberculosis for the staff of prisons and correctional institutions. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Preparations are in the final stages for the Mahakumbh, set to begin on the 13th of January in the temporary district of Mahakumbh Nagar, Uttar Pradesh. The banks of the rivers in the Sangam area have been meticulously prepared for the bathing rituals, spanning an area of 12 kilometers. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath is scheduled to review the final preparations for the grand event in Pragyaraj this evening. The Mela is expected to draw a massive crowd of devotees from across the country and abroad. We have a report.
More than 45 crore devotees are expected to come in the biggest event of Sanatan culture, Mahakumbh, starting from January 13. All preparations have been completed to give devotees a great spiritual experience. The major ghats of the Sangam area have been redeveloped for the devotees coming to the Mahakumbh. Mela officer Abhinav Pathak said that 7 concrete ghats have been built on the banks of Ganga and Yamuna River. Apart from this, watchtowers have been installed for the safety of the people. Water police have been also deployed along with the water barricading for the safe snan. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
The Subdivisional Planning and Development Board, SDPDB of Bhandari, held a monthly coordination meeting at the GA Summer House under MLA and Chairman of SDPDB, Achumbemo Kikon, on Tuesday. In his brief address, Mr. Kikon urged the members to rededicate themselves to their assigned duties. He emphasized the importance of collective efforts for the betterment and development of society, encouraging all officials to work with renewed commitment toward achieving shared goals. The board also deliberated on the proposal from SDEO Bhandari regarding the revocation of the downgrading of GMS Yampa to GPS and agreed to forward the proposal to higher authorities for further consideration. The board also decided to adopt Champang as the inspirational area for the year 2025-26, aiming to inspire positive changes and improvements in the community. Nagaland's tug of war team won silver in the catchweight category at the 37th Senior National Tug of War Championship, losing to Punjab in the final. Punjab Power took the bronze, while Haryana secured fourth. A total of 50 teams from 21 states participated in the championship, which was held from January 5th to 8th at Chinchani Beach, Palghar, Maharashtra. Nagaland's team comprised of Menyosetyo Yise, Vechita Kheso, Vemele Tingo, Sedeviso Keritsu, Vekuzo Vezu, Heutsi Kulim, Rukukoto Kuso, Nikozo, Toino Awomi, and Tepukoi Suro. It was led by Nagaland Tug of War Association President Veko Suro and General Secretary Chikozo Sapu. The 16th Saramati Soccer Championship 2025 was inaugurated today at the public ground in Pungro Village under the team Victory Through Teamwork. The tournament, organized by the Saramati Nexus Club in collaboration with the Department of Youth Resources and Sports, aims to bring together soccer teams from various regions, fostering both competition and camaraderie. During the inaugural function, the special guest, S. Kyusumyu Kimchungar, advisor for Fire and Emergency Services, Home Guard and Civil Defense, emphasized the important role sports play in promoting unity and discipline among the youth. The advisor remarked that the tournament not only showcases the tremendous talent of the participants, but also fosters a spirit of community, as teams from different regions come together to compete. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas in Bhubaneswar, highlights role of Indian diaspora in nation's 2047 vision. Minister K.G. Kenya calls for reflection on history and unity to build a better future. Home Ministry urges states and union territories to focus on TB elimination campaign in prisons and correctional institutions. And Nagaland's tug-of-war team wins silver in catchweight category at 37th Senior National Tug-of-War Championship. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.